Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board as we face the issues each and every day. I pray that you join in the dialogue and discussion each day as we discuss what I believe to be very imperative issues that we need to recognize, face, and deal with from a Christian perspective. Let me remind you, as we face the issues, that's exactly what we do. We use a biblical worldview. It's a central biblicist worldview. I've had people say, well, what do you mean by a central biblicist worldview? You look at everything through the prism of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. We need to recognize that God's word is the only source book, the only book called truth. I call it the truth book, the Bible. Jesus said to his disciples in John 8:31 and verse 32, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. And then Jesus said in John 14:6, I am truth. And further, he makes a declaratory statement in John 17:17. He says, thy word is truth. It's the truth of the word of God, ladies and gentlemen, that endures forever, according to Psalms 117:2. May I remind you, truth is not sought after today. Truth is not applauded today. Truth is not looked at as being enduring and needed today. In fact, we find, just as the secularist George Orwell said many years ago, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And that's precisely what we see happening today in our society, especially in the Beltway in Washington. You know, they just passed a bill, if I can touch on this, they just passed a bill just under $1 trillion. I think it's $739 billion. I can't even count that high. And it's called the Inflation Reduction Bill. Inflation Reduction Bill. That's how you take a lie, you spin it, and make it sound as though it's truth. That's what we're talking about today. Weaponizing fear with lies. Weaponizing fear with lies. That's just part and parcel of the idea of what's taking place in society today, where there's a mindset that we can get you frightened, afraid, because of the big bad lies that we tell, and then you are submissive to the will and the direction of the government. And that's what we see happening on a national level today. It is because we have abandoned truth. We've abandoned truth. And ladies and gentlemen, it was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that warns America's decline is linked to the death of truth. He said this, and I quote, what we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in America's churches, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize that what we hear out of Washington, what we see out of Washington, what is propelled out of Washington is not necessarily true in 99% of the cases. It's designed to weaponize fear with the lies being told. And I am concerned because so many Christians, conservatives, and patriots are believing it, following it, adhering to it, submitting to it, and as a result of that, it is denying the power of the Word of God. We need to stand for truth. It is the 15th century theologian and church reformer that made this statement. Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. This broadcast is designed, ladies and gentlemen, each and every day, to seek the truth and listen to the truth and learn the truth and love the truth and tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, ladies and gentlemen, even to death. And I believe there will come a time in our lifetime, if Jesus tarries, that we will face death simply for speaking, defending, standing, living for truth. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries a full line of equipment with the homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time carries the full line of Honda generators with a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about backup power equipment. Tools for Time staff can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old San Augustine Road. It's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. There's a benchmark 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory, the U.S. flag flowing 24/7. Ladies and gentlemen, find the flag and the flagpole at the base of the flagpole. You'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, wait, wait. There's some good news. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is now hiring all positions. House and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. It's a great place to work at Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday so that you can worship with your family in the house of God, with the child of God, as God would have us to do. Just drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does in placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you that telephone number is 831-0917. If you're tuned in by way of the internet, it's 904-834-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your question, your comment, your dialogue and discussion on the issues today that we're speaking on. Ladies and gentlemen, in Ezekiel chapter 33, it talks about being the watchman on the wall. It is the responsibility of the watchman to warn the people. The scripture says in the third verse of Ezekiel 33, if when he seeth the sword come upon the land, he blow the trumpet and warn the people. And he goes on to speak about warning the people, ladies and gentlemen, of the dangers before us. And that's what we do on this broadcast each and every day, as we warn of the dangers, warn of the issues, warn of what we need to do as Christians. We need to recognize that we're seeing eschatological truth jumping off the pages and in the headline news, jumping off the pages of the scripture and into the headline news. God tells us that in the last days, perilous, that's dark, dangerous, deadly, devastating, difficult, destructive days shall come. And may I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, they are upon us today. One of the things that is so devastating, as I see it, is to realize and to recognize that our government, the Biden administration, the Biden family cabal, and all of those with the three-letter words, the NIH, the CDC, the FDA, the FBI, the CIA, the DOJ, et cetera, are all trying to cause submission in America, bring about submission in our nation by telling a lie and bringing about fear and weaponizing that fear with the lies to bring about submission. That's been happening now, in particular, the past 2 years with Joe Biden administration. And may I just do a little caveat with that statement? It's not the Joe Biden administration. Joe Biden doesn't even know that he's president. One of his speeches, one of his ramblings the other day, he made mention of the fact that he'd like to be able to drive a yellow Corvette convertible, electric yellow Corvette convertible. But he said, my staff tells me that I can't because I'm vice president. Ladies and gentlemen, he doesn't even know what office he holds. That's the condition that the man is in. We become the laughingstock of the world. We become the weakest we've been in American history. We're being laughed at and mocked and threatened and ridiculed by every other major adversary that we have on the face of the globe. Right now, China is flexing its muscles against Taiwan because they realize that Sleepy Joe will do nothing. Right now, we're watching Russia continue to devastate, decimate, eviscerate Ukraine because they realize America is simply a bark and no bite. We realize, ladies and gentlemen, that we're in desperate days. But what I want us to understand is in the midst of what we're faced with economically, in the midst of what we're faced with the famine, fuel famine, the food famine, and the financial famine, as we're faced with those issues, we're also faced with a behind-the-scenes fear factor and a weaponizing of fear with the big old lies that's been used now for the past 2 years in particular. Ladies and gentlemen, if you witnessed perhaps the most horrific past 2 years in the history of the United States of America, I think that we have endured, ladies and gentlemen, the federal government as they have been weaponizing fear. Now, you can call it whatever you like. We're going to go into detail in the course of this broadcast today with some of the documented evidence of what has taken place and how we've been lied to about COVID-19, how we're now being lied to about the monkeypox. In fact, we'll talk about this further in the broadcast. World Health Organization, WHO, Dr. Tedros, no medical credentials whatsoever. He's a puppet of China. Dr. Tedros has just announced a global health emergency, which triggers then for Sleepy Joe Biden to just announce last week a national health emergency because of monkeypox. Now, if we had not already gone through this scare factor before, if we'd not already faced the lies before, if we'd not already faced Big Tech's ability to be the right hand of federal government to quiet all of America and bringing out truth and laying out facts that have been lied about in our nation, if we'd not already gone through that, we might be a little more, how would you say, subjective watching what may be taking place and looking at it as maybe true. That's what happened with COVID-19. It's what happened when Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci whispered in Donald J. Trump's ear as president, warned him that 3.2 million Americans would die unless we do a total lockdown. Ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what happened. You remember that lie? I remember it distinctly, of watching Dr. Deborah Birx, standing on the platform with President Trump and Dr. Fauci, the two of them gaming on President Trump and telling him that this is what's going to happen if we don't lock down, that 3.2 million Americans would die if we do not lock down, if we do not close all businesses, if the essentials like churches are not closed down. Ladies and gentlemen, you recall the lie. We're talking about today weaponizing fear with lies. And ladies and gentlemen, you recall it. I know you do. I do. I recall watching President Trump's face with a grimace as he's told, and it was a whisper in the ear, literally a whisper in the ear while standing on the platform to speak to the national public. And the grimace that he expressed on his face when they told him these lies. They used fictitious numbers, fictitious so-called facts. They used aberrant, totally doctored data to say what they wanted to say to have that done. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article that says, protecting public health must be the national security priority. Dated August the 6th. Proper public health preparedness is more than a public good. Our experience with COVID-19 pandemic has taught us that biodefense and pandemic readiness must be the national security priorities as well. COVID-19 overwhelmed our healthcare system, the economy, and America's social fabric. Over the course of mere months, the crisis did what no foreign enemy, hear this writer, the crisis did what no foreign enemy or terrorist threat could ever accomplish in America. COVID-19 shut down America. Shut down the schools, churches, weddings, funerals, hospitals, visitation families for the hospitals, elective surgeries, and gathering of three people were canceled. Businesses, restaurants, major league sports, university campuses, all travel were essentially closed by the federal government's fiat directive. America, this writer says, was not prepared for the COVID crisis. And as a result, our personal freedoms, all prosperity, was put into jeopardy. What's more, the pandemic has claimed more than 1 million American lives, disrupted the mental health of our children, and cost the economy an estimated $16+ trillion in economic benefits. Ladies and gentlemen, that's just a summary of a four-page article. Protecting public health must be a national security priority. And what the writer is saying, that because of not recognizing what the government was doing to us, not realizing the reality of COVID and the gain-of-function research that was bought and paid for by American taxpayer dollars, not realizing that it was released from the Wuhan, China lab, not through a bat market there in Wuhan, China, not realizing at first all of the lies that had been worked on and developed and planned since about 2005, 2010, 2015, et cetera, behind the scenes with NIH's Dr. Sir Anthony Fauci, and the fact that they were planning this for many, many years. It was not a pandemic, though it was. It was truly, as one named it 2 years or better ago, called it the plandemic, because that's exactly what it was in bringing about the total fiasco in America. And yet, Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci lied, and now Dr. Deborah Birx, in her book that she's peddling across the nation with the talk shows on Sundays in particular, Dr. Birx bragging about what she knew and what she said being different. Here's an article that's relevant. Dr. Deborah Birx, quote, "I knew the shots would not prevent COVID infection. Defenders of federal officials, including President Biden, who declared 1 year ago that people who received the COVID-19 vaccination would not contract the disease, argued the science changes over time." Sure it does. Let me stop for a moment with the reading of this document. Science is always evolving. But when we look at the data, we need to be able to tell what the data is saying at a particular moment in time, and not elaborate on it as though it is a fact when it is fiction. This article goes on to say, but the White House coronavirus response coordinator at the time the vaccines were developed and rolled out said in an interview Friday that she, speaking to Dr. Birx, wasn't surprised that people were quadruple vaccinated, including Biden and Dr. Anthony Fauci, contracted the disease. Quote, this is coming from Dr. Deborah Birx. Quote, "I knew these vaccines were not going to protect against infection. I think we simply overplayed the vaccines," end quote. Further, she says, let's be clear, very clear. 50% of the people who died from Omicron surge were older and vaccinated. Ladies and gentlemen, that's not just 50% now. One nation, in fact, said that 91% of those that are going into the hospital and dying with COVID, 91% had already been vaccinated and boosted again. So, ladies and gentlemen, we've been lied to in a mega fashion. They have weaponized fear with the lies. Tell a lie long enough, loud enough, big enough, and it become believable. And once it's believable, there is the fear factor that causes the human society, causes all humans, and we found that in America and around the world, to simply follow with what the government says. Here's another article that I'll read a portion of before we take our caller. Dr. Birx says COVID-19 vaccines were never going to protect against infections. One of the former U.S. officials who led the COVID-19 response during the Trump administration said that the COVID-19 vaccinations were never expected to protect against infections, end quote. And I quote, "I knew these vaccines were not going to protect Americans against infection, and I think we overplayed the vaccines, and it made people then worry that's not going to protect against severe diseases and hospitalizations." Dr. Birx, the White House COVID-19 response coordinator under former President Donald Trump, said during an appearance on Fox News, "This is one of the most highly effective vaccines." This is what she had previously said. "One of the most highly effective vaccines we've had in our infectious disease arsenal. And so that's why I'm very enthusiastic about the vaccine," Dr. Birx told ABC News when they were introducing the vaccine. "The vaccines have proven increasingly unable to shield even shortly after the administration of the shot," Dr. Birx said on Friday. "But let's be very clear. 50% or more of the people who died from Omicron surge were older and vaccinated. Ladies and gentlemen, the vaccination has not stopped the illness. The vaccination has not stopped the death. But in fact, the vaccinations have promulgated, increased, and exacerbated the COVID deaths as a result of the vaccination." And I'll read you those statistics on this broadcast today. It's not coming from just one source, but from dozens of highly qualified medical professionals that have done the research, that have been warning for 2 years of the danger that the vaccinations are causing, the health malaise, and the death as a result of the vaccinations or the shots. They're not a real vaccination. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Birx says, "So that's why I'm saying even if you're vaccinated, you need to be vaccinated again and boosted. If you're unvaccinated, get vaccinated and boosted again," end quote. I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with the question or comment, please.
Yes. Thank you for your program, number one. But I just want to say, like you said, we have been lied to. We have been lied to. The United States of America has been lied to. They're trying to overturn everything, Roe versus Wade. They're trying to turn to my monkeypox. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, that monkeypox comes through the gay community. And so why we got to get vaccinated for monkeypox?
That's a good question, Kenneth. In fact, some of the articles that I will talk about on the broadcast today, right now they've declared a global health emergency and a national health emergency from Sleepy Joe Biden. Sleepy Joe doesn't know what state he's in, much less whether he's president, vice president, or running for senator. As he said in one of his stump speeches when he was running for president, he said he was running for the U.S. Senate. But now monkeypox, as you said, Kenneth, monkeypox is found only in the sodomite community, And yet they're declaring a national health emergency. And we'll talk about this in detail. But one of the things they're doing, we're being set up. We're being set up as they weaponize fear once again, because they're saying now that we need to have a mask, a reintroduction of the mask, reintroduction of the social distancing, and maybe a reintroduction of a national shutdown in order to prevent the spread of monkeypox. They're doing that in the prep. We're exactly 90 days away from the fall November election, 90 days from the election, 90 days from the day is the election. They're trying to do that so that they can interrupt the election and make it on a mail-in ballot basis. So once again, they can try to steal the election by fraud.
That's it. Can I say one more thing, Dr. Youngblood?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I got to laugh at this. When I be driving to work or whatever, I see people with their windows up and they have masks on. And I'm like, what the heck? But like you said, they try to keep us in fear.
That's it. As long as they, brother, as long as they keep Americans in fear, as long as they can continue to belch out the lies out of the Beltway in Washington and keep Americans in fear, we will submit to whatever the government says. We will do whatever the government orders without any question. Just as now, we're finding parents that are having their six-month-old and older children vaccinated only to have them die as a result of the vaccination. And now parents are asking the question, sterilized. Why should we do that?
Yeah, getting sterilized either.
That's right. That's exactly what they're doing. Mm-hmm. It's the playbook that Dr. Anthony Fauci used in the 1980s when the AIDS outbreak took place and they were being vaccinated and the vaccination was killing them and sterilizing them. And that took place in India and Africa. And there's still an open case in the international courts as a result of the Dr. Fauci's fiasco of using the eugenics program that's being used today with the COVID-19 vaccination. And we'll talk about that. Kenneth, you're exactly right. And the thing that I recommend to our listeners to do is to realize that we're being lied to realize that with the federal government's trying to keep us in submission by fear. And yet for the Christian, God has not given us a spirit of fear. The scripture says in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7, we need not be frightened. We need not to be afraid, but standing on the word of God, trusting him, believing him, honoring him, sticking to the word, staying in the word, and being faithful in worship. What the COVID lockdowns has done, from the church standpoint, it has closed the doors, locked the doors of thousands of churches across America, and brought about the exponentially increase of the great falling away, the apostasy that we see taking place in our churches and the Christian community across America. Kenneth, thank you so much, brother, for your call. Keep looking up. Have a wonderful day. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about weaponizing fear with lies. You take the lie, you tell it big enough, bold enough, loud enough, and you'll have those that will believe it and will submit to the government's orders. Looking at an article, says a news executive just admitted that they forced them to spread COVID lies. Now, this is a news media executive that admitted that they had forced them to spread the lies. A mainstream media executive just admitted that the government had forced the media to adhere to the narrative and spread COVID lies or risk serious consequences. This article further states, in world history of media propaganda, there's no doubt that the response to the COVID pandemic will go down as one of the most disturbing cases. Throughout the pandemic, the idea was pushed that everyone had to follow the government's approved narrative. Otherwise, you'll be censored on social media. Government even lied to the people. That is, starting out with 15 days, we'll flatten the curve, and made dubious claims based on no evidence, saying mask up to end the pandemic. But many people were not aware of the full extent of the government's authoritarian crackdown on information and their lies. That's exactly, ladies and gentlemen, what we see budding and being planned and prepared for even now to try to in some way steal the national election for November. Looking at an article further that states this, are health officials backtracking on COVID-19 narrative? Health officials have been making headlines in the news for their recent comments that seem to be reversing the previous COVID-19 health messages. For example, both Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, former White House advisor, and Dr. Deborah Birx admitted that COVID-19 vaccinations are not particularly capable of preventing any infection, reversing their previous COVID-19 narratives that asserted the vaccine prevented disease acquisition and transmission. This is the lie, the big lie, that's been believed by Americans, ladies and gentlemen. This is the big lie that's been weaponized to bring about fear. And listen, ladies and gentlemen, there's the push by the Biden administration that every human being, every American citizen, needs to be vaccinated. They're not requiring the illegals coming across the southern border to be vaccinated, but they're forcing children, families, parents to have their kids vaccinated, and that everybody needs to be vaccinated. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a mass murder program and propaganda that's taking place in America. It is a mass genocide that we see taking place. We're going to talk about those numbers after the top of the hour news. We're going to talk about what's being planned today based on weaponizing fear with the gigantic lies so that somehow, some way, they can steal the November election. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today weaponizing fear with big lies. We're going to take about a one-minute top of the hour break for the news. Ladies and gentlemen, don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.